very, very honored to be in the presence of really just living legends of the blues, blues royalty, live in WNCW Studio B today. We've got Mac Arnold, Bob Margolin, Willie Big Eye Smith, Kim Wilson. We've really, really been looking forward to this session, and the anticipation has been building, so I think it's about time for some music. What do you say?
Sounds good to me.
What do y'all want to do? You want to do that one we started with?
Sure.
All right. Here we go. One, two. One, two.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, man. Oh, boy. Well, it's great to have so many blues greats in one room at one time. And I want to talk, of course, a little bit of history. Everybody's got a common thread running through all these four players in here. Everybody, go ahead and log in. And if you don't know these names, do a quick lookup. You're going to do some reading, and you're going to find out some great blues history. And just still making great music today. Kim Wilson, who has been involved with everybody from Fabulous Thunderbirds on forward and played with Muddy. Mac, of course, she started out and played with James Brown and Muddy and Otis Spann, a whole bunch of folks. Bob Margolin, Muddy Waters guitarist for a great number of years, formed your own bands, had a lot of great records up in a recent record I think we might not even have with
it's called In North
Carolina. In North Carolina.
In
I was
North
curious
Carolina,
about that.
Right where we are.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is where I live and by choice. I love it here. It's slow and friendly and inexpensive and a fantastic place to come home to. And in that spirit, I thought I would make some music by myself at home. So not all the stuff is solo. I overdubbed a few different parts on it, but there's guitar and bass and a snare drum on it. And I put those on my last record and made it right here in North Carolina and in the spirit of my friendly neighbors.
Very good. And we've also got Willie Big Eye Smith on drums and the seven-time W.C. Handy blues instrumentalist winner, Willie Big Eye Smith, who grew up in neighbors of a couple of cats you may have heard about, Robert Nighthawk and Pine Top Perkins.
Yeah, I knew that. I knew them. Pine Top and I have been friends for the last 40 years now.
Pine Top's an amazing person.
Yeah, I mean, for his birthday coming up, he's going to be 97 years old, you know. And for him to play the piano like he does, it's amazing just to see him do it, you know. So I guess it's the music. The music that keeps him going.
Yeah, yeah. I'd say so. Well, speaking of the music, I hope you guys have another tune.
I don't know about young, but it sure does keep you immature.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to do a song from Mac Ronald's Plate Full of Blues last album. We featured Mr. Bob Margolin on this song, so he'll be singing on this song also. It's called Screaming and Crying.
And by the way, Muddy Waters said this was his favorite song among the ones that he had written.
Well, Muddy Waters was my favorite blues guitarist in the years of the 60s. So I'm very pleased to be able to do this song. I used to have a pretty woman.
I can feel my poor heart sinking down. Don't think I'm gonna last for very long.
Oh, yeah. The Blues are alive and well in Studio B on WNCW this afternoon. We've got Mac Arnold, Willie Big Eyes Smith, Bob Margolin, and Kim Wilson all playing live. Wanted to ask you all about instruments and getting an eye for your axe there, Bob. Is there any special history in why you chose that today?
Mm-hmm. Well, they kind of call me. I have a bunch of really nice guitars. I haven't got any new ones for a long time. This was the newest one here. It's a Gibson Custom Shop model that's only 10 years old, but it's been played so much and beat in the last 10 years that everybody goes, oh, that must be one from the 50s. It's a Les Paul Goldtop, and it's not an old one, but it feels good to me, and those guitars don't care if I spend the night with another one.
That's correct.
And Mac, the Southpaw working on the bass, and a far piece from your first instrument, your first guitar you made when you were 10 out of a gas can, right?
Gasoline can. I'm playing gasoline cans tonight.
and Kim on the harmonica now. I've got a harmonica. I have a couple young boys, and they like to blow on a harmonica, but I have no idea, neither do I, on how to play it. Have you got any tips for us out there?
Just play it a lot. Uh-huh. Just play it a lot. Get comfortable with it. Make it like breathing to you, you know, and find it. There's really not, I remember people used to always try and get technical with me about it, and it really when I heard James Cotton playing on that Soul Survivor, there's certain different positions you get into, and I just realized at that time that my harmonica didn't have those notes, so I had to figure out the notes, you know what I mean? No one really ever told me. I just kind of figured it out, and that's the best way to do it. You know, you can get all these people telling you what to do, but you really got to, just like all these guys, you know, everybody has their own voice, and the best way you can do that is just have a lot of different influences and just play to yourself. And play at home and enjoy it. And you're going to come out like yourself.
Yeah. All right. And then Willie Big Eye Smith on our own kit from Studio B. But definitely a handy drummer to have in anybody's band, I would dare say.
Thank you. I got a good Willie Big Eye Smith story. But it involves, you know, some bad language, so I can't.
Oh, well, where did you get the nickname Big Eyes?
Muddy. Well, you know, this was a thing that happened back. Well, it was in the 70s, you know, so we had everybody in the band had a nickname except me, you know, so Muddy, when he started to introduce anybody, I was pretty much always last besides Pine Top. So he introduced everybody. Everybody had a nickname like Luther, Guitar Junior Johnson. We had Samuel Lowhorn, you know, we called him Lowhorn and all of that, that's you know. Right. Then we had James Madison, which was Pee Wee Madison, you know, so... Everybody had a nickname but me, but meanwhile, we was doing a concert that night, and when he introduced everybody, the crowd was going wild. So in the meanwhile, he got ready to introduce me, and I'm just sitting there, looking at you, you know, and I'm just sitting there looking at him, waiting on him. He looked back at me, and he said, I got to call you something, you know. By the time the people got through applauding and all of this, what came out was Willie Big Eye Smith, you know. And man, I just looked at him. I kind of laughed, but I just looked at him. And from that point on, honest to God, from that point on, that's what everybody was calling. I hear people calling, hey, Big Eye, Big Eye. I just keep walking just like I didn't hear. I finally started answering to it, you know. Uh-huh. So I just went along with it. So now I guess that's my trademark, Willie Big Eye Smith. Yeah. That's who I am.
Yeah. You handed it down to your son.
Yeah.
You called him
Beady Eye. You're right.
Beady Eye Smith.
Oh man, we're having some fun today in a live Studio B session with living legends of the blues, Mac Arnold and company. How about another tune? What do you guys got?
Well, Mac was suggesting a tune that all of us have played with Muddy at one time or another. It's a beautiful day outside. Be a nice day for a walk in the park.
Yes.
Wouldn't it? Oh. Kim, you want to sing some of this too? We can kind of pass it around.
Okay.
And G?
Yeah. G-haw. That's back. That's right in my program. I'm a farmer. I know how to say G and haw.
A one, two,
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. Live in Studio B this afternoon on WNCW's Mac Arnold. We got Bob Margolin, Kim Wilson, Willie Big Eyes Smith. Oh, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Pleasure.
Yes, thank you so much.